Exercises 12 through 14. Peter Singer met Matt Wage in 2009 when Matt took his practical ethics class at Princeton University. In the readings relating to global poverty and what people ought to be doing about it, Matt found an estimate of how much it costs to save the life of one of the millions of children who die each year from diseases that people can prevent or cure. This led Matt to calculate how many lives he could save over his lifetime, assuming he earned an average income and donated 10% of it to a highly effective organization, such as one providing families with bed nets to prevent malaria, a major killer of children. Matt discovered that he could, with that level of donation, save about 100 lives. Peter was impressed when he said to him, "Suppose you see a burning building, and you run through the flames and kick a door open and let 100 people out. That would be the greatest moment in your life, and I could do as much good as that." 2 years later, Matt graduated, receiving the philosophy department's prize for the best senior thesis of the year. He was accepted by the University of Oxford for postgraduate study. Since Peter knew many students who majored in philosophy dreamed of an opportunity like that, he was surprised to find out that Matt had done a lot of thinking about what career would do the most good. Over many discussions with others, Matt came to a very different choice. He took a job on Wall Street, working for an arbitrage trading firm. On a higher income, he would be able to give much more, both as a percentage and in dollars, than 10% of a professor's income. 1 year after graduating, Peter was told Matt was donating a six-figure sum, roughly half his annual earnings, to highly effective charities. He was on the way to saving 100 lives, not over his entire career, but within the first year or two of his working life, and every year thereafter.